Number 1270, on a motion of the commission to consider the application of Lone Star Producing Company and Hilliard Oil and Gas Company for an order permitting a well to be drilled in the northeast quarter of Section 6, Township 139 North, Range 96 West, Stark County, North Dakota, as an exception to the spacing requirements for the Dickinson Field. Will all those who may wish to testify in case number 1270 please stand and take the oath? In this matter here before us, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
That's a nice bow there, yeah. Poor lady, thank you.
No, that'll be enough.
How's your golf game doing, Ernest?
I got a bad back.
How'd you do that? How'd you do that?
Chronic thing. Not too bad.
I mean, some of those bedroom exercises that you used to. It's that Air Force exercise you go through. If you cut that out. You don't have an exercise. Yeah, could I have one for my class? Thank you.
John Deere?
Yeah.
Please, the commission, Ernest R. Fleck, P.O. Box 1436. Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this case number 1270 on behalf of Lone Star Producing Company. Gentlemen, this is a request for an order, permission to drill an exception well south of the outlines of the Dickinson Heath unit. And as you recall, the Dickinson Field is unitized with pressure maintenance and secondary recovery. This well is just south, this proposal is just south of the south boundary. And as you also know, the area adjacent to the unit, of course, is subject to the same field orders that the unit itself is, and so far as well locations are concerned. If this well were drilled on the prescribed pattern, it would have to be drilled in the southwest quarter of the northeast quarter. And in lieu of that, we're requesting that the well be drilled in the northeast quarter of the northeast quarter. As you say, the entire area that we're dealing with is all outside of the unit. And the evidence will show that the diversity of opinion and interpretation of just where the zero line of hydrocarbons is. And you'll notice from the testimony that the unit committee maps, isopacks, indicate that the zero line is well north of this proposed location, whereas the testimony would indicate that Lone Star feels that the zero line is not that far north, that in fact the zero line is south of the proposed location, and that there is a good possibility of completing a producing a well at the prescribed location. Our first witness is Mr. Sharp. Will you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Russell Wayne Sharp.
By whom are you employed, Mr. Sharp?
Lone Star Producing Company.
In what capacity are you employed?
I'm a staff geologist.
Would you briefly state your educational and professional background in the area of experience in the area of petroleum geology?
I attended Gustavus Adolphus College, St. Peter, Minnesota, during the period 1965 to 1968, whereupon I received a Bachelor of Science degree in geology. I attended Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona from 1968 to 1969, and have worked during the period from November 1970 to July 1974 for Texaco Incorporated, and from 1974 president with Lone Star Producing.
As a staff geologist with Lone Star Producing, have you made a study of available geological data and information derived from the Dickinson deep field?
Yes, I have.
We offer the further testimony of this witness about an expert.
It'll be considered a selection.
Now, Mr. Sharp, I'm going to have you identify all the exhibits that you're going to discuss and in order to give some continuity to the discussion for the commission. So, I will show you first what has been marked as Lone Star's Exhibit 1 and ask if you would just merely identify it.
Exhibit 1 is a structure map on top of the Tyler or Heath sandstone unit.
And then in addition, I think you have been colored in some porosity limits from other exhibits which you had. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Then I'll show you what has been marked as Lone Star Exhibit 2.
Are you numbering those 1, 2, 3?
Pardon?
Is there exhibit numbers on here?
No, I'm sorry, there aren't. If you'll take them in the order, I'll give you the idea. You'll come out that way. That's number 1. Now, show you what has been marked number 2 and ask if you identify that.
Exhibit number 2 is a net porosity isopach of the Tyler A sand interval.
And I'll show you what is the mark as Lone Star is Exhibit 3.
Exhibit 3 is a net porosity isopach of the B sand interval.
And Exhibit 4?
Exhibit 4 is a isopach map of the A sand interval prepared by Continental Oil Company.
Oh, is it by Continental Oil Company, or I think it's by the unit committee, isn't it?
Right, that's correct.
And Exhibit 5.
Exhibit 5 is an isopach map of the B sand interval prepared by the unit committee.
And Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 is a cross section of the Tyler formation.
Now, were exhibits 1, 2, and 3 prepared by you or under your supervision?
Yes, they are.
And Exhibit 6, was this recognizing that it's compiled from log, but was this prepared by you or under your supervision?
Yes, it was.
And then exhibits 4 and 5, of course, were prepared by the Dickinson Unit Committee. As far as you know, these are the most current isopachs on the A and B sand that are available. Is that correct?
Yes,
from the committee. All right, would you then proceed to explain to the commission what is depicted by these exhibits and significance of them?
Well, I would direct your attention to exhibit number 1, which is the structure map of the Tyler Formation. You'll note that the lease in question in the north half of Section 6, Township 139 North 96 West, you'll see the proposed location in the northeast and the northeast. You'll see that the this north half of the section is on a well-defined structural nose, a well-completed in this section, in all likelihood, be the structurally highest well in the field. The two lines I have through the map here, which are colored on your maps, are just the updip limits. The A sand, which is the orange, and the B sand, which is the green light. Point of reference is cross section. The upper sand is the A sand, lower sand is the B sand. This cross section goes through the wells surrounding the proposed location and through the proposed location. so well in this section would be structurally favorable for entrapment of oil.
If the sand is present.
If the sand is present.
That's correct.
We look at exhibit number 2, which is the net porosity isopack of the A sand, the uppermost sand. You'll see there are basically two trends, or two lenses of this sand. They both tend to trend northwest southeast. You can see the southernmost trend going through the proposed location is offset, the proposed location is offsetting the superior well on section 31, which had 3 feet of net effective sand. If you look at the cross section, you'll see that there was sand present in both of the dry holes in section 36 and section 1. The sand was tight, had no porosity, but there were oil shows in that sandstone. We feel that based on the mapping that we have done and the trends that have been established, that a well drilled in the northeast section 6 would encounter 4 to 5 feet of sand. Exhibit number 4, which is a net porosity isopack of the B sand, shows a slightly different type of sand body. It seems to be trending southwest northeast. Again, the trend is, as we have it mapped, does go through our proposed location. The superior well had 8 feet of effective sand in it. We show that a well drilled in the northeast and the northeast would encounter approximately 6 feet of effective B sand. Again, the dry hole in section 36 had B sand present in it. It was tight, as was in the A sand. It also had oil shows by virtue of staining the samples. If you'll look at it, if you'll look at exhibit number 4, which is the committee's isopack map. Committee's isopack map of the A sand. The way they've contoured in the sand body, they show the entire section in question as being non-perspective, with the zero edge of the sand quite a ways north of the proposed location.
I guess very significant on it, Charlie. You point out on this large map, the structural map, where you have put in your porosity limits of the A sand and the B sand, now, haven't you?
Exactly.
Now, if you were to put in the zero line of hydrocarbons as both the A and the B from the unit maps, just point out generally where that would be.
It would be across roughly this area here.
Actually, it's in no part of section 6, is it?
That is correct.
So according to the unit committee maps, they are claiming that all of section 6 is outside of the zero line of hydrocarbons. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
If you would refer to the B sand isopack of the engineering committee, you'll see again that they have contoured in a very, very steep isopack gradient on the south end of their map adjacent to section 6 versus a more uniform, a less steep gradient over the greater part of the field. Again, they feel that section 6 is not perspective.
Well, in other words, Mr. Sharp, based upon your interpretation, you are saying that your opinion, there is the existence of both A sand and B sand, a substantial portion of the north half of the north half of section 6, right?
That's correct. and certainly in all of the northeast quarter of Section 6.
Great.
And did you have any opinion then as to the protection of correlative rights as to the owners of the northeast quarter of Section 6?
Well, I feel that the owners of the northeast quarter of Section 6 deserve to have a well drilled on their acreage. I feel that to get a well drilled in Section 6, the location would have to be in the northeast of the northeast. So if you run further south of there, you're really pushing your limits of the sand.
And even though you might encounter sand there, you probably have a couple of feet above that
grade.
You feel there is a good opportunity of encountering production in commercial quantities by drilling in the northeast quarter of Northeast Quarter Section 6. That well location would be 660 feet from both the north boundary and the east boundary of the 160-acre unit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And to your knowledge, it's very customary to have well locations no closer than 660 feet from the boundary of the basin. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what is the closest distance to any producing well in the unit, you know?
I do not.
More than a couple thousand.
That is correct.
What's the depth of drilling in this area?
Approximately 7,900 feet to 8,100
on the cross section there. The well would be offsetting the sand is encountered at 7,800 feet.
Known as the Heath sand?
Heath sand, it is also known as the Tyler sandstone. There is a question of terminology.
In relationship to the Madison Formation and other portions of the basin, where is higher?
The Madison is it's an older formation and lower in section.
Yeah. Is there Madison production in this area? Have you found?
Not in this field. I think that the Superior well, the Discovery well, which we are offsetting, had some minor production when it was first drilled, 1958, I believe, but it didn't last very long. And to my knowledge, no other well in the field has produced from the Madison Formation.
Could you recommend the drilling of a well on the prescribed spacing pattern on the northeast quarter of Section 6? Could you recommend, as staff geologist, could you recommend that a well be drilled in the southwest quarter?
No, I
couldn't. Or the northeast quarter?
No, I could not.
So, if the exception location is not granted, then there'll be no well drilled in that quarter at all, as far as you know, is that correct?
That is correct.
We offered evidence Lone Star's exhibits 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And that completes our presentation.
I'm sure there's no objection to the offer.
Excuse me, sir.
We offered into evidence.
Is there any objection to receiving exhibits 1 through 6?
Thank you. We have nothing further.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The commission is in receipt of a letter dated August 6, 1975 from William C. Blackburn of the Continental Oil Company. The letter is in opposition to the application. The commission will consider
in opposition to this one.
Yes, the commission will consider.
Are you maybe the petitioner should be made aware there is a letter of opposition?
Yes, we received a copy. Thank you.
Who's the problem? It's from the Blackburn. Is there any further testimony on case number 1270?
The only thing I'd like to point out to the commission is that the only way we're going to determine whether or not the unit committee's zero line of hydrocarbons is correct or whether Lone Star is correct is to get a well drilled in there. We're not hurting anybody by drilling a well. The unit committee says you're far, far outside of the zero line. They say it's impossible getting production there. Well, as I say, nothing's going to be heard other than the loss of a few hundred thousand dollars of somebody's money to test it and find out if it's right or not. Pardon?
And much of it will be spent in North Dakota.
Oh, sure, always on. It's always spent. So there's nothing to lose by giving them the opportunity to drill. They're not edging in close to any well. They're not going to affect any existing production. No question of drainage or anything like this. Thank you, gentlemen.
The commission will take case number 1270 under advisement.